This is CliffCentral.com.
And it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you as we start this beautiful, gorgeous day here in the city of Johannesburg. We go across the world. This is Spotlight. My name is Alan Ford, and it's good to be with you here on CliffCentral.com. A full lineup today, really full and packed. We've got Peter Dirk Ace and Tani Vita joining us on the show in a moment. We're going to chat to an international pop group called Reborn. They're in studio. Three phenomenal, interesting personalities. I'll tell you all about them in a moment. Comedian Dalen Oliver joins me in studio from Cape Town. He's opening a fantastic show at Auton General Theatre on the Square. We're going to talk to Christine, her name is Megan Pecorino, who plays Christine in the international tour of The Phantom of the Opera. And we're also going to talk about a great restaurant. So the show is really, really full. But I want to open today's show, as we say good morning to you, with our current Miss South Africa. Of course, people go crazy for this. This is one of the biggest events, if not the biggest event of the year. And, of course, we love chatting about beauty competitions and the things that are happening in and around town. And on the line, I'm very proud to, before we go to Evita Besedino, Tani Vita, to welcome to the show Tamarin Green, our current Miss South Africa. Tamarin, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm so good. This week, you're giving your title away. It's been quite a year.
It's crazy. I actually can't believe it. I went and I met some of the girls last night, and you know, they're lovely, and I suddenly just got so emotional. I wasn't expecting it at all. I thought, you know, I'm ready to hand it over now.
Tamarin, I mean, it's been such a great year, and I want to go through some of the highlights. Firstly, you had a little bit more than a year, which is quite cool, is it not? Obviously,
yeah,
with the change of sponsorships and things that have happened, but you've had a bit over a year. What have been some of the highlights of being the Miss South Africa?
You know, there's so many, but I think what really stood out for me was forming my own campaign. That focused on something so dear to my heart, which is TV, and then actually going to speak about it around the world. So going to the United Nations, going to Amsterdam, speaking in Zambia about it, and, you know, it just showed that I actually, there was relevance in what I was doing. So that was quite a highlight. Oh, my word, I apologize for that. Someone is driving for me.
No problem.
And walking on that Miss Universe stage, hey, really just standing up on that stage and saying, I'm South African and I'm proudly South African. And I could honestly feel the whole country behind me on that stage. I don't know if you saw, but I had so much fun walking on that stage. It was incredible.
You know, the whole concept is that the Miss South Africa is no longer just about being beautiful. Of course, you are so beautiful, but it's about having some purpose. Number one, number two, it's about giving back, and it's about representing and flying the flag high for your country. And of course, you are very proudly South African.
Yes, definitely. I think, you know, maybe 20 years back, the pageant was all very much focused around looks. But it's changed so much now. You should sit in those interviews with the judges, and they're looking for a whole-rounded woman, someone who is career-driven, someone who has other goals outside, you know, being Miss South Africa, because what are you going to do if you don't get the crown? It should be someone who really understands what it means to be a woman and can actually represent the different types of women of South Africa. So it's become a lot more challenging, but a lot more relevant. And I know that every day we still face a lot of those. There's a lot of people with the misconception that it's just about beauty. And every day we're still trying to fight that idea. And unfortunately, it's because of the history. But I think we're doing a lot better now.
Tamarin, we see the actual event happening this week, Friday at 5 o'clock. It's going to be great. It's obviously on the national channels on DSTV. And, of course, the Sun Arena in Pretoria is going to be packed with thousands and thousands of people. And, of course, this is a time for you to say, to firstly showcase what you've done and to bid farewell. Are your family coming up, and how do you feel to be able to say goodbye? Is it hard? I mean, is it quite a transition, because you got to pack your things? I mean, you got to move out of the Miss South Africa compound. I mean, it's quite a thing, is it not? When do you leave your house?
I think I've actually already left the apartment. I've been back in Cape Town now for 3 months, but back studying. That's actually where I'm heading right now. I'm heading to a hospital to go and work.
Yep.
So I've been a bit lucky to kind of feel the transition before the actual handing over of the crown. Like, I'm getting back into what it is to be a student. But yes, my family is coming up to Joburg. They've always supported me. Mm. It's going to be very hard for me to say goodbye. I think your life it changes so much. It changes so much in the year. You grow, you become wiser. And sometimes it's difficult to go back. And you never want to move back, you know? Mm. You always want to know what's the next big thing.
Mm. Mm, yeah.
So for me, luckily, you know, I have another goal. And I want to be a doctor. It's my final year. I know. I have that on the horizon. So, yeah.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, from having limousines and magnificent clothing, all of a sudden you're in scrubs and working as a student in hospital.
Exactly.
That is the...
Exactly.
I love that.
I walk in hospitals and people, like the nurses and the doctors will be like, this is not Cameron Green. And I'm like, no, this is me. This is me without all the makeup and the clothing.
Yeah, it's. But I've got to tell you, once you've entered this group of elite women, you'll see for years and years ahead, people will want you to do doctor TV shows, and they'll want you to present other things, and you're always in the spotlight. And if you find covers of magazines when you have a baby one day, and when you get married, you'll see the whole thing. It doesn't go. It never leaves you. That's what you're going to learn.
I know. You'll always be a former.
Yeah. Well, but at least you were one. Let's say that. Even if you're a former, you were, Miss South Africa. Tamron, I want to wish you all the best for the future on behalf of everyone here at Cliff Central, but most importantly for flying that flag so high as our Miss South Africa. And we cannot wait to see what you do in medicine. And congratulations for the work that you've done in tuberculosis and across the world. And again, I love the fact that there's not just beauty. This is brains and beauty, of course. But it's, again,
yes.
And to be a doctor, I think it's superb. Good luck at handing over that crown. Any favorites? Or are you not going to stay away from that question?
I'm not allowed to, hey?
Okay.
I'm not allowed to.
But you don't judge this year.
No, I'm not judging.
You're not judging.
We have an amazing panel of judges. I don't know if you've seen.
I saw Anele's on there, and we've got Connie Ferguson, and there are lots of fantastic people. It's going to be great. And
yes.
I congratulate you, and thank you for joining us. Thank you, Tamron Green.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Cheers. And that is our Miss South Africa. She is current Miss South Africa. She has not left as yet. But she is just absolutely gorgeous, and I love the fact that she's going to be a doctor. She's in scrubs, a student walking around. We've got lots of luck, but she's beautiful, and I miss South Africa. She's just absolutely superb. So.
She is gorgeous. I saw her last year when she got crowned. Actually,
were you there?
I was there in Pretoria.
Sure. Yeah, she's beautiful. So it was great speaking to our current Miss South Africa as she goes off to hospital as a student to get into scrubs and to become a doctor. But again, she gives away her title. Do not miss Miss South Africa. There are tickets on sale. You can book at CompuTicket, and it's happening this week, Friday. 5 o'clock is the pageant. You can also catch it on Mzansi Magic on DSTV. Now, this has got to be one of the most famous people in the world, if not in South Africa. He is, to me, one of the greatest stars in the country. I'm a huge fan, and I always such an honor to have him on the show. It is Peter Dirk Ace. Peter Dirk, welcome, and the show is called #HeToo. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. #HeToo. Yes, definitely inspired by #MeToo.
Yeah, which is, I've got to just tell you that it's, will the real Evita Poseidon please stand up? And as you walk in there, you think that you're going to the funeral of the most famous white woman in South Africa. And of course, you know, you're actually very sad because you see 1935 and then you see 2019 and this picture on stage. And it is heartbreaking. And as much as you don't like a Peter Dirk sometimes.
I think it's wonderful. I can hear them. I'm behind the curtain. I watch through a hole in the curtain and I see people suddenly say, huh, what? And then when I come on as Sir David Attenborough, yes, and when he announces the death of this icon, there's a sort of a groan in the audience, like the four-year-olds groaned when Michael Jackson died. You know, the whole point is, how can you kill somebody who doesn't exist? I mean, you know, that's the whole point of the show. She doesn't exist, but my goodness, she's so bloody real, you can't believe it.
It's been a remarkable 40 years of existence of this world when South African satirists, politician to some extent, wife of a national party minister. She was in the Verwoerd cabinet. She became the South African ambassador to the independent Black Homeland Republic of Babette Kosweti. She, of course, worked with Nelson Mandela. She worked with Bishop Tutu. She has had television shows. She did a magnificent speech in Parliament with Fannie Janwala, and of course have worked with the likes of Helen Suzman, Patricia de Lille, Jay Naidu, Mac Maharaj, to name but a few, and of course the President of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa. Now, I've got to, when you see her life and you actually go back and you actually watch the footage over the past, really, let's say, close on 40 years, it's unbelievable, Peter Dirk, unbelievable.
It is extraordinary, and you know, I never thought I'd be on the same stage with her. I mean, how can I? You know, I mean, I'm very relieved I never have to meet her face-to-face.
Mm.
But suddenly there was this opportunity, especially looking at the Me Too, and then I thought about, what about He Too? What about the men and the boys who are also harassed, sexually harassed, and forced into compromising situations? But then when I looked at the T-O-O, I suddenly saw T-W-O, and I thought, wait a minute, schizophrenia can be celebrated here. I can actually put Evita on the screen with all that fantastic stuff I've got on video for maybe 30 minutes of the show, and then the rest of the show I'm on stage with characters and putting it into perspective. And you know what the marvelous thing is, and what suddenly I realized looking at all this, these people from the old apartheid government, Pik Botha and Piet Koornhof, who actually played along with Evita. You know, the challenge of finding a sense of humor in a politician is a very, very long process. Mm. I found those two. I didn't find the other 13,000 with a sense of humor. But today, it's gone. We have lost that. You know, Nelson Mandela and the government of 1994 brought this extraordinary sense of humor with them. They had 27 years to sit in darkness and think. But since Thabo Mbeki and since Zuma and since the civil war in Luthuli House, that sense of humor is gone. A government without a sense of humor is not a government, it's a gang. So that's maybe the thing that I'm finding myself doing in this show, actually what I'm finding for myself. And yeah, I just love sharing this with the audience. And you know what somebody again said to me, and I need, like you, who just hugged me in the foyer and you said, oh man, I need to hear what people feel.
Mm.
And a few people have said, you know, what a relief to come to the theater, to the Monte Cassino Theater, and sit out. And we are not beaten to death with this horrible horror of what we are against. There's no money. Eskom owes 400 billion. We're going to be bankrupt. The EFF are behaving like Nazis. Blah, 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 blah. There's no mention of the EFF. Mm. There's no mention of Zuma.
Mm.
And all we know is we've actually done 25 years of a remarkable democracy. And I think we need to remember that.
And you leave with a very positive message, which I loved. I must tell you my favorite part of the show, because it sounds weird, but I actually fell off the chair laughing. When you show a clip of interviewing, some time back, the president of the country, Cyril Ramaphosa, and you go fishing with him, Evita goes fishing.
Yes.
Goes fly fishing.
Yeah.
With him, okay, and she gives him his camera, her camera, to take a picture. And there's the president taking a picture of her. It was the funniest thing, because it's so, to get these people of power to take a picture of literally a man in a dress, okay,
yes,
fly fishing. And I thought that to me was when I saw
got
that.
A tiny fish, a little fish, it looks like a sardine. He had a big fish, but he had a little fish. Oh, shame, man.
And I just
Cyril was great.
I loved it, and I think he has brought a good sense of a smile back into
oh, definitely, into no, definitely, good no, smile. That gives me, you know, that gives me hope for the new dawn. The new dawn, you know. I also think our president is a very professional man. He's not doing a concert for us like all the others did. He's getting on with his job, and he's letting the law take its course, which takes time. And we must give him space to get on with it. But more importantly, we must get on with our lives. And part of our lives is actually to take a few hours out and go to a place where you can sit down and laugh at your fear. Laugh at the things you don't want to think about. And that's what the theater is supposed to do.
I've got to tell you, I just think that all in all, the production is brilliant. I love the how you show and you tell in different characters like Pukbuata, the stories of the past. I often remind perhaps listeners and yourself that I never forget doing an episode of Three Talk with Nolene with you, Liz Mayring, and Pukbuata. Well, sorry, Evita Poseidonhout, Pukbuata.
Yes, gosh, yes.
And that was some 15 years ago, and how Puk discusses how he's had the secret love affair with Evita Poseidonhout, which for the most conservative Afrikaans,
well, absolutely. I mean, what an actor.
Minister.
I mean, great. He was, listen, acting is part of politics. I look at all of them, I think you need the Oscar. You know? Extraordinary. No, you're right. And it's just nice. You look, Evita was not meant to last for more than 3 weeks. She was a character in a show. And most characters that I create in the show last for the 3 weeks, and they don't exist, especially if they don't exist. I mean, the politicians do last. But she came at the right time, and suddenly people wanted that strange hook to hang their hat on. And she's still around after 40 years. She's 10 years older than me. She's now 83. And what the hell, darling? You look at Sophia Loren. She's 84, and she's just made a new feature film. So, you know, life starts at 75.
I want to mention Sophia Loren for a second because, of course, she's written in a lot of the forwards in your books, and she is a very big fan of yours, and you know her well. So we've spoken about that in the past. But a lot of people don't know how Evita was created. And you relay the story about a newspaper and a column.
Yes.
Tell us that story.
Yes, well, you know, the only job I could get in 1978, I couldn't do my plays because the censors had stopped those. My cat was getting thin, and I thought, oh, yes. And then I got a column in the Sunday Express newspaper. The editor said, come give me 100 words every week on the politics of the day, which was the information scandal time. And I thought, well, nobody's allowed to write about it. I mean, what can we say about the truth without getting murdered? And then I thought, let me create this Afrikaanse tani who once a month in the column could say, Skatty, have you heard? And I would come out with all the bloody scandal, some of it very, very shocking. I mean, murder was happening there, which have not been solved to this day. And the editor called me and he said, after a few months, he said, how can you say these things and I can't put them on the front page of the newspaper? So, in fact, Evita was a sort of a mouthpiece. She was my deep throat, you know. She was the way to get stuff across. And it was very important, literally, till 1994, to give Evita the responsibility of saying the things that, A, I couldn't say, B, I didn't want to say, and C, who the hell wants to hear me say them? And I tell you something, I'm back there again, hey? Because she's now a member of the ANC. She works in the Thule House in the kitchen, and she's definitely the one who threw her Evita's free speech. You know, the free speech we do on YouTube every Sunday. She has a clip, a four-minute. And we're now on episode 204. We've been doing it for nearly 4 years, every Sunday. It's been the greatest therapy in my life.
That's Evita's YouTube channel, huh?
That's Evita's YouTube channel, yes, and Evita's free speech.
So don't miss Evita's free speech.
Yeah.
Also, don't miss the show hashtag #HeToo happening at the Peter Turin Theatre at Monte Cassino. Peter Dirk, you play until?
Till the 18th.
Till the 18th, and then you also...
And I must tell you, there are matinees on a Saturday and a Sunday, so bring the kids.
Yeah.
They'll ask very good questions in the car on the way home.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. And then I want to add to it is that you then go off to Peter Turin, and the theatre at the Bay.
Theatre on the Bay in Cape Town.
Yeah, that's in Cape Town. That's happening. What date's that happening?
That's happening from the 28th of August till the 16th of September.
Okay, and then, of course, don't forget, follow what Evita is doing at the Perron in Darling, because there's always fun things happening in that area if you're not on stage in a major city. Is that correct?
That's right.
I love speaking to you. Thank you very much. And as Madiba says, and you see the clip, you are a South African hero, and thank you for what you have done. And I love that Madiba actually did that with you. It's amazing.
Oh, that's great, man. Thank you, man.
Look after yourself. The one and only Peter Dirk Ace. Cheers,
bye.
Darling. From Darling. Cheers, that's the one only Peter Dirk. What a show. Don't miss it. Trust me. It is his best work. You've got to see this show. So, now, this is the most fascinating group that has been formed. It's a pop group with three guys, three gentlemen. So it's not a boy band. It's a man band. Okay, actually, to some extent. All right. And the name of the group is Reborn. And we've got Ben Utek, Mark Masary, and Andre Fenter in studio. It was established in the United States of America. Ben's from the USA, from Minnesota. Okay. Mark's from Canada.
That's right.
Okay. He's got Lebanese descent. We'll get there in a moment. And Andre Fenter is from the Cape.
All the way from
actually from not initially from
from the Free State.
From
yes.
the Free State. Yeah.
Lillipop. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Yes, yeah. Correct. And they've all come together to create this band. And let me just tell you a few interesting things just about them. Okay, so Ben is an NFL Super Bowl champion. Okay, a speaker, an author, and a singer. All right. Mark Masary has been Grammy nominated. And is it the Juno?
Yes. The Canadian version of the Grammys.
The Canadian version of the Grammys. Okay, yeah. And you've been in categories with Celine Dion and
Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, a whole bunch of people. Yeah. And then Andre Fenter is a South African multi-platinum artist and, of course, well-known personality from CakeNet and a lot of TV shows. And how did Reborn begin, Mark? Mark, who did this?
Ooh, yeah.
Where do we start?
Yeah, where do we start, Mark?
I think, first of all, let's classify a man band. At which age do you... You call yourself a man band.
Okay, hold on.
Where do you go with that?
Okay, Mark's born in 1973. And by the way, notice that. How good is my memory?
And the truth comes out. Yeah. The truth comes out.
Okay. So
I was just going to say, is anything over 26 is a man band, but there you the cat's out of the bag.
It may be the youngest of the group myself. Should start the story.
Go for it.
Okay.
You know, Mark and I, we toured with a very successful American pianist in different years, and so we got to know each other through that. Mark and I had created a friendship over a number of years, and I had called Mark to talk about a music project, and I don't know how else to describe it, Alan, other than I've just kind of felt this urge, this voice inside telling me, you got to ask Mark about starting a group. And so I interrupted the conversation. I said, Mark, this is going to come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Would you ever consider creating the next great man band? And he just started laughing.
Yeah, unbeknownst to Ben at the time, there had been a couple of attempts to build a bit of a group around me with other artists that kind of had their own solo careers. And it just wasn't ever the right situation, and I'd kind of passed up on the opportunities. So this had been kind of circling, if you will, this whole idea. And at the moment I was just getting ready to go on stage for a rehearsal. I was doing a mental health awareness show in Western Canada. And I just knew when he asked me, there was something about that moment and the conversation leading up to it that I was just like, the short answer is yes, but let's talk next week when I'm back in Toronto and let's talk about the idea a little bit further. I said, but before I let you go, I said, I think I may have a third guy. I don't know if we're going to be a three or a four guy, but I think I may at least have the third guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, who? I said, oh, I'll tell you later. It's a friend of mine in South Africa that was in another band.
Yes.
And so that's, and then Andre, you can kind of
tag team
here.
We met like, I think, 8 years ago via Twitter, me and Mark. You wrote a song for my previous band, which was Romance, and it was a number one hit. So we started picking up on Twitter and Facebook and just trying to hook up over the years, performing overseas, and it never quite happened. So
trying to meet in the UK.
UK and Germany and all those traveling stages around the world. And when he called me that night out of Toronto, he said, listen, are you game for another group? And I thought, what? Again? And I just said, yes, let's go for it. So that's how Reborn started. And I think it's been a year now. It's been a year of highlights. And yeah. It's just amazing.
And Alan, you know, the name Reborn really comes out of that choice we all made. It was almost like a rebirth of our passion for singing. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, you know what? This experience has almost been kind of like being reborn again as singers together. Three guys, three different countries, you know, three different stories, but one voice. It was a,
and three different, I mean, it's so,
yeah, totally different backgrounds, right?
NFL.
Yeah.
I've watched some of your TED talks, your motivational speaking.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Well, it just, yeah.
I mean, it's like,
well,
it's like a rugby.
It is, right? So, you know, American football is just a massive sport. And I was on a very special team that went to the biggest game in America, which is called the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And there was 101 million people that watched that game. And Prince played at halftime, you know, this musical icon. And so, you know, to be on a team like that, it's like winning the World Cup in rugby.
Yeah, of course it is.
You know, and so to do that was incredibly special, I think it's what makes singing very unique for me, because the singing athlete mm-hmm. is, you don't really get that a lot.
Now, the singing athlete, you don't get it a lot. Okay, yeah. Now we do this before 9:30 in the morning. We sing something.
Oh boy! All right,
really?
This is what we do.
We're going to sound like Joe Cocker this morning. It's early, man.
Don't worry, we'll play some. But it's your first time, Mark and Ben, in South Africa.
Yes.
All right. Uh-huh. Under you as old, you've been here 4,000 million.
Yeah. You cradle of mankind. I've been here.
You've been here. But okay, so I saw a clip of you guys.
Oh boy!
Singing in one of the nature parks.
Yes.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lions. The lions. The song is called "The Lion Sleeps Tonight." So, can you do that for us, please?
Well, sure. I'm just lucky that they didn't get eaten by the lions, because we walked with male 2-year-old lions. Then we can do it for you today.
Can we not encourage people to do silly things?
Definitely.
Yeah. We should not be doing that. They are wild animals. I'm trying to just, please, they are wild animals.
I mean, okay. when the sign, before you walk in, when the sign says, enter at your own risk, because these are wild animals,
they are wild.
And they may kill you.
But they will kill you. They and can. I mean,
they can.
That particular park, the people have been killed there.
No.
No, I'm serious. Of course.
I did not tell us that.
So here what happened, Alan. I had just jumped off a plane. I was somewhat delirious from an 11 hour flight from Munich.
Delirious.
Slept maybe 3 hours. So I didn't really know what was happening. And he said, oh, this will be a great idea. This will be lots of fun.
Now, let me say the following. It is that time of the year when you need to relax and feel extra pampering. So now, let me see if you can sing for your supper. Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg, hosts a comprehensive range of expert beauty treatments for both women and men. It's very important.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying that, you know, people aren't hot yourselves, but you know, you can always look better. This month includes a Women's Month package, because it's been Women's Month, by the way.
Yes, okay.
This is, August is this week.
Oh, fantastic.
The national holiday on Friday is Women's Day.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, this month's Women's package is a Swedish massage, a manicure, and more. Also includes a matric farewell package and lots of fantabulous things up for grabs. Okay, now, so for these deals, okay, please go to the Skin Sense Day Spa at cliffcentral.com. You can go to our website to get all the info. Also, you can go to www.skinsense.co.za. That's www.skinsense.co.za, where you can book your treatments or shop online. They've got lovely things. Please don't miss their fabulous specials. And then we can see if we can get you guys through to the spa.
Okay,
I know you're leaving tomorrow for Cape Town, but let's see what we can do. Huh? We can always
anything
make
is
it
possible, man.
So let's sing for our supper.
Here we go.
In the jungle. Okay, let's go. Okay. Let's watch the sound.
One, two, three, four. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. A wimboe,
well done, boys. I mean, it is so cool. Grammy nominated. singer. We've got under multi South African platinum artist, and Ben Utek, who is an NFL Super Bowl champion, author and speaker, who've created this band called Reborn, and they're here in South Africa. So thank you for coming
so
in,
happy
guys.
To be here. Thank you for having us.
Hold on. Mm. Have people really died in the Lion Park?
Yeah.
Were you messing with us?
Of course they've died. Look it up. It's happened.
I'm afraid. Okay, I don't want to see someone
look at what
being
you've
mauled
done
to
now,
death.
I know. Guys, this it has happened.
Unbelievable.
I think a Japanese man put his hand out and they gripped it. It's happened. Okay. It really has. Well. It's happened. You're not.
Okay.
All
right. Well, that's the last time I do
don't
that.
Don't walk with lions. It's not a good idea.
We're losing tourism now. Yeah. He's not coming anymore.
Then he's going to come back to stay in your car.
Yes, exactly.
No, but it's true. Man. It's happened. Look who's gone online. They can check
I'm
it
really
out.
Innocent. I didn't know about that, guys.
All right.
Really.
So the three of you come together. Where do you meet? Because you recorded in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. We've recorded in Nashville. We mm-hmm. have met in Minneapolis. We've met in Toronto.
Yep.
We've met in Nashville a couple of times.
Yes.
And now we've met in South Africa.
Yeah.
So that's how we make it work, Alan. You know, it's a little bit of a challenge when you're talking about three different parts of the globe, getting together, writing music, recording, and rehearsing, because that's a big part of being a band. So we've managed to find ways to do it through video chats, Skype calls, and of course just a lot of rehearsal on our own to try to tighten things up, and then when we get together we go to work.
Yeah. Well,
we have to be efficient.
That's the international commitment
we
made.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. But you all got you got big families and you're all dads and
oh man.
Your first song you ever sang, okay, because was a tribute to
my wife and daughters.
To your wife and four girls.
Four daughters, yeah. I was going to say, Alan, because it's Women's Month here. Yeah, mm-hmm. Every day of my life is Women's Day. I've got five women that I have to take care of every single day, but they're the most important and the most special people in my life.
Okay. I want to ask, do you, God has a sense of humor.
Oh, for sure.
You do know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
Ben, were you a good boy? Because you're a sportsman that traveled. Here's the question. And you're tall, dark, and handsome. Were you a good boy? Because you know God has a good sense of humor. That's why you have four daughters.
Yeah. I know it, man. I tell people, the Lord is getting back at me for wanting to be around so many beautiful women in college. You know, but I had my years. But, you know, if anything, having all girls has really elevated what it means to be a man in their lives. And you know, just to get a little serious, it's like as a dad now, my view on how you treat a woman has completely
really
yes it's just the bar is set so high now because you know I'm the example of how a man treats a woman in their life, and so how I treat my wife in front of them is so critical to how they are going to expect a man to treat them.
Andrew, how many kids you got?
I've got three, two boys and a little girl.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. And all in the battle.
All in the peril.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's exciting. There's a big age gap. My eldest son is 20 this year, turning mm-hmm. 20 next year. I've got one of 16 and a daughter of 7. So interesting dynamic with a little girl running the household. So I sort of know what Ben is talking about. It's quite important.
Okay.
And we have a son. My wife and I have one son. He's 15 years old.
Okay.
So, yeah, we stopped at one.
So Lebanese descent. So your dad's from
Lebanon. Originally from Lebanon, yes. His family from Lebanon migrated to Canada in 68.
Okay.
And met a Canadian farm girl and married her and six kids. I'm the oldest of six.
Okay.
Yeah. So a big family.
It's a big fat Lebanese
Fat Lebanese wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
My big fat Lebanese wedding.
Like,
yes, exactly. Totally.
Do you like Lebanese food?
Oh, love
kibbe,
it.
Kibbe,
hummus, leaven, tabbouleh,
He's Lebanese. I love it. It's a Canadian Leb. Here we are.
A Canadian Leb, My friends call me a Lebby, so.
Oh, trust me, we get lots of them this side of town. So again, what an interesting, how you guys all came together. I think this is fascinating. Ben, I want to touch very quickly on your book and your TED Talk stuff.
Sure.
And tell me a bit about this talk that you did about losing your memory.
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting, because you've had quite a number of concussions.
Yes.
In your NFL career, and not only that, but again, I want to ask you about what it was like to be a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
I want to know what that's like.
Well,
hundreds of millions of people in America go crazy. So yeah, tell me about
it. Well, listen, and I know that sports fans of rugby here in South Africa are learning a lot more about concussions happening in the sport of rugby. But you know, for me, I took 5 documented concussions, mm-hmm. Which means there was no way of hiding those. There were multiple concussions that I of course hid because I wanted to play. You know, so I did whatever I could to stay on the field. Mm-hmm. But the last one was pretty serious and began to actually have an effect on some of my memory, some of my memories. And it made me realize for the first time, Alan, just how important memory is to our identities. That really what gives us significance as humans is really only in what we can remember. And so I became a national advocate for brain health.
And we're talking about brain health, not mental health. We're talking about
the fight against brain disorder and brain disease, and really trying to emotionally connect people to the importance of their mind and memories, because that's how you get people to care. That's how you get people to give. Giving drives research, and research is what hopefully will find cures for Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, and the list goes on and on. And mental health is connected to that as well. So very important, part of my life. And if I can speak into that, and if I can provide, a story that's compelling, I think that's a part of my mission.
That's the whole point of the talk, and people must listen to you on TED Talk because it's really, really important. So yeah, go and download Ben Utek's TED Talk on this particular issue. In the studio, we've got Reborn. We've had our current Miss South Africa, the one and only Tamron Green, Peter Dirk Ace about his new show. Hashtag #He2TWO, and now we're crossing over to Cape Town. To comedian Dalen Oliver, a wonderful friend that I've worked with for many years. He's coming to Daphne's Place. We said Daphne's, but it's not Daphne's Place at all. It's the Alton General Theatre on the Square. And Daphne's a lovely Jewish lady. She's nothing to do with Indian connections, even though lots of Indian people go. Dalen Oliver, welcome to the show. Tell me about what's happening this week at Daphne's Place.
Yes, I'm here on the Square on Thursday, 8th August. My new one-man stand-up comedy show, Adulting. Because I turned 30 and I am still clueless with life. I don't know what an RA is, thought it's a VW. I'm figuring out how to put on fitted sheets, but we're getting there.
Well, at least you're getting there. That's the first part of this. Dalen, first, I've loved working with you, and it was great seeing you recently. A well-known radio personality, a sports presenter, and, of course, a comedian. How is the comedy world for you? Are you loving it? What are people laughing about at the moment? What's funny? What's ridiculous?
People are laughing. South Africans are laughing all the time, man. Comedy world is in a good space. We were in Canada 2 weeks ago. We had a show in Toronto. Then we went to Just for Laughs in Montreal. And you see comedians from all over the world. And then you're reflecting on the South African industry and telling yourself, yeah, we can handle our own on that stage. We're just as good. We can do our thing. We just need to travel more and keep penetrating international spaces and keep working all over South Africa. And as South Africans, we're born to laugh, man. We've got so much amazing, funny aunties and uncles and friends that we grew up with. So, you know what I mean? So when we take these stories to stage, it becomes a natural progression.
I just read Mark Mazzari from the band, the pop group Reborn's in studio. How many aunties and uncles are the most hysterical from Lebanon? They just get it.
Yeah, tons. Yeah.
Don't worry. Our coloured kind of, and our Lebanese people are very similar. Big, fat Lebanese families. Greeks.
Everybody's there. Know what I am, and I'm in Joburg.
They think I'm Jewish.
They think I'm Lebanese. But I'm an awkwardly good-looking colored boy who looks like Herschel Gibbs. You only know that I'm colored once you hear me speak. That is a legitimate story, yeah.
I must say, I've missed working with you on Coaches R Us because we did a series together, a television series.
We had a great time. I don't know if people know this about you, Alan, but if they're ever driving with you, they must know that you are the safest driver. But your Google direction is not that great. You got lost continuous time, but we trusted you to get us there safely. It was fantastic, though.
I can't wait that you're going to have people laughing. This is a series of different comedy acts that are going to come every single week to Auden General Theatre on the Square.
Yeah, so what it is, it's called One Night Stands Comedy Festival. It's produced by the Goliaths in association with Sylvain Gacy. I mean, it's based on the fact of how many bad one-night stands have you had? There's no good thing about the walk of shame. There's no thing about the night before. You know what I mean? That you look back and go, oh, this was fantastic. It's just a regret that it's based on. But we've got to certain stand-up comedy shows happening at Otto and General Theatre on the Square. It started last week and it wraps up this week. And it's comics from all over South Africa. Say again?
And I was just asking a question because I want to play a song about something special. So, it's got people in hysterics, got people laughing, got people doing really cool things. And most important, you know, comedy is the best medicine. Laughing is the best medicine, is it not?
Oh, yeah, no, it is the best medicine. Think about it. People come to a stand-up comedy show during the evening. Before that, they had a full day of work. You wake up in the morning, you're stressed, you need to get your kids to school, you need to get your deadlines ready, your boss is going to complain, and all that he or she does is complain. So by the time they get to the comedy show for 2 hours, they're not thinking about that. The dopamine is released, they're in a relaxed space, where they go, life is fantastic. Even though I'm going to tip my waiter more just because of the fact that I had a good laugh. Even if I don't have money and the debit orders haven't gone off yet, I'm still going to spend. So this is a good time. You know what I mean? Whereas before that, it's stressful, man. It's South Africa. It's life. It's the hustle. So we need to laugh. It's very important.
I love it. Don't forget your show. How many nights are you on? Is it literally one night?
So I've got one night only. All the shows are one night only. I'm on the 8th of August. That's Thursday. I would love to see you there, Alan.
I'd love to be there.
I know you're very popular. I will come to you. I will give you tickets for free just to see you at the show, Alan Ford. Yeah, okay. Because you have contributed to my life.
Okay, I'm going to be at that show. I tell you, so that's not to be missed. This great show on Thursday. We've got Miss South Africa on Friday. We've got the international superstar Bianca Del Rio from RuPaul's Drag Race doing a huge show at Monty. That's on Saturday. So it's just packed. It's packed of fun stuff. Peter Dirk Ace is on this weekend. It's going to be great. I'm coming to see you. I'll be there. I'll be in the crowd. I promise
Fantastic. We'll grab a cup of coffee. I don't know what your preference.
No, I don't know.
Some white or red wine.
We'll see what happens when we get from the Cape. Dan and Oliver, Lovely. Don't miss the show this week, Friday. Book your tickets at CompuTicket, Auto and General in the Square. Go and see the show. Thank you, Dan, top comedian, sports presenter. Great to have him on the show. So that's don't miss that show. Don't miss that great vibe. And in a moment's time, we're going to chat to the world tour singer, who plays Christine in The Phantom of the Opera. And we'll chat to her in a second. And, of course, we're going to talk about a fantastic restaurant called Arbor Cafe. And right next door is Voodoo Lounge. And we've got Larry Hodes, who we're going to talk to in a moment. But now, guys, tell me about Long Road, our special guest in studio, all the way from the United States. Well, actually from around the world, the US, Canada. Well, the Western and Eastern Hemispheres. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, guys, so tell me about this. Was this your first radio single?
Actually, it was the second one.
Okay.
First one was called Invade, but this is quite a powerful song message. You know, it's about people, all people being on a road. It's a long road for some people. Some people not. But there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not easy sometimes. Sometimes you find yourself in the middle of the storm. Sometimes not. But there's always hope. There's always a light. And I think that's a message of the song, if you guys want to add something.
No, I think that you know, sometimes you come across these songs that have a universal message. Connecting message. I mean, what human being doesn't go through trials and have to face obstacles at different times in their lives? We all have to climb our own mountains. Yeah. We all have to walk through our own storms. We're all on this road together. And if we stay on, if we persevere, if we hope, that road is going to come to an end. And that's kind of the brilliance of the song.
So Reborn, I want to ask you something. I want you to just get. I'd like. We're going to play some of the track.
Oh, great.
Okay, but also, can we ask you guys to just warm up and sing?
Oh, you're sure.
Sing about. So just wait. Just get it ready. Okay. We're going to come to you in a second. I just want to cross to Megan Picerno, who is live in Cape Town at the moment.
All right.
She just did this phenomenal with a group called Lamta, which is runs musical theater courses for young people, full time and part time, who really got the talent to be in this business, from choreography to music. This is what the show's about when we do the spotlight. And Megan's all the way here on tour. She plays Christine in The Phantom of the Opera. She came out to do this seminar and she gets back onto the road very, very quickly. Megan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. Megan, tell us all about you. And firstly, what is it like to be going and performing the role of Christine from the main role in Phantom of the Opera around the world? Tell me about that.
Well, as you can imagine, it's absolutely a dream. It's unbelievable. It's so amazing to play such an iconic role and to perform it literally, like you said, all around the world. And for some audiences and countries, for the first time, actually right before we went on break, we were in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia and we premiered it there. And in fact, in a few days, we'll all be gathering up again and meeting up in Tel Aviv, where we also will be making the Middle Eastern premiere of Phantom. So it has been amazing.
So Phantom of the Opera now goes off to Israel, which is superb. Of course, there is a very well-known personality, South African personality, called John the Rocksmith, who is in the show.
That guy,
that friend of mine, he's with you. And of course, the cast from around the world. It must be great to be able to interact with people from all over the world.
Oh, exactly. I think what makes this extra special is exactly that. I mean, literally, this is truly an international cast. We have very talented members from the USA, Italy, Canada, and South Africa, of course. In fact, quite a few South Africans who are my very dear friends, and which is part of the reason why I wanted to come to South Africa, because I love them so much. And of course, like you said, Jonathan, my partner in crime, he is so talented. And I have to say, like, I just love the South Africans in general. So being here is awesome.
Brilliant. Megan, I want to ask the question. First, you come from an opera background. So
yes.
You trained in opera, and now all of a sudden it's commercial opera, is it not, to some extent?
Well,
that's what
I'm,
the Phantom is in some respects. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's really quite wonderful in this day and age. The media, with social media and all these niche markets, I'm trained in opera and I still sing opera, but now it's very widely accepted that you can cross over into other genres. So what better genre to be crossing into than Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera, where I play nothing but a young opera singer, and I actually am one.
which is the best ever. Megan, tell us, what is your dream? This is a dream, obviously, that you're living at the moment, but do you hope to release an album? Do you hope to perform on the stage with the likes of Andrea Bocelli and this type of stuff? I mean, I've got a band in studio called, well, a pop group, which is actually somewhat tenor, a group in studio called Reborn. And Andrea Fenty, for example, has performed on stage with Andrea Bocelli before. And we've got Mark Masri, who's also performed around the world, so with top international stars and our NFL singing star with us. Who do you look forward to doing that and singing around the world or going on tour one day and having your own?
Oh my gosh,
like,
I mean, everyone. I've been really, I don't have like an exact dream, because I mean, literally all of this sort of fell into my lap. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. And so, I mean, the universe has been very kind to me. I've had a wonderful career in opera, singing all over Europe and America. And then New York happened, where I was in a show called Candide, and that's where I met the late Hal Prince. And then I was introduced to all my Broadway colleagues, and that's suddenly how I was introduced to Andrew Lloyd Webber. So I say to you, my dream is I love performing. So whether it's on the TV screen or the stage or an opera stage, I mean, whatever it is, I love performing. So I just want to continue, and I'm really excited because my career now is, I never imagined that I would be in this world per se. So I want to keep an open mind, and I mean, I reach for the stars and I'll get there. So I'm just going to see what goes.
Well, Megan, I think it's absolutely superb. Thank you so much for joining us. I know that you leave here shortly to join the company in Israel, but it's been great speaking with you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on, and I love South Africa. Your country is absolutely
beautiful.
Well, we
expect you.
I've been to Joburg and Cape Town, and I love them both so much.
We expect you back soon. But Megan, on that note, I just want to just ask you a question. What advice, because I know you've had a lot of wonderful people that have actually come through the workshop with Lamta this weekend. But for people that are listening, young people that want to be stars, or people that still want to break into the career, into this industry, what advice would you give them?
Okay, so I'll give some general advice. The kids at Lambda that I worked with this past, I said the same thing to them. And by the way, absolutely wonderful program. I'm so excited that it's happening. So really, Lambda, well done, because, I mean, this is the next generation of famous singers and performers. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is this, you know, keep the fire burning, eyes on the prize, open mind, and just go and take the plunge, leap, and you will, something will happen, you know, as long as you work hard and you believe in yourself, because by the way, no one else will believe in you as much as you do. And, you know, you're a wonderful colleague and responsible and reliable, all those things, as we all know. But you'll get it. Your chance will always come around. You just have to be ready to grab it. So work hard and go for it. Be fearless, you know? I mean, whatever you believe in, at least we're only here this one time in this life. So why not take the risk, you know? What's the worst that can happen? You fall? Okay, then you get up again. So I say dive in, have fun, and love what you do every day and work your butt off, and you will have success no matter what.
As an opera singer and is doing the world tour of Phantom of the Opera playing the lead, Christine, thank you very much, Megan Pecorno, for joining us, and travel safely as you tour around the world. How cool. That's
very cool.
That's cool, hey? How's cool? How, Canada, America, South Africans on the show.
It's amazing.
It's fascinating.
It's a theme.
So you've been, you guys all warmed up?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Gentlemen, this is The Long Road with In Studio Reborn, this phenomenal pop band.
What is it?
It's a long road, baby. It's gonna twist and bend. When you think it's over, it turns and turns again. Keep going, keep walking. You might even have to crawl it. Can't tell you where or when. Even a long road, even a long road,
even a long road,
even a long road.
Sure, guys. Wow, what a song. What a song, what a group. And guys, there's good news. Tell us what's happening. When is you've just launched the album today?
Well, it's not launched yet. It's going to be launched midday. It's going to be available on our website, rebornthegroup.com. There's going to be a link to all the social media pages when you can order the album, a very exclusive album. We launched it in South Africa, so it's quite an exciting day for us.
That's magic. Yeah. So this the album's called Reborn. It launches in South Africa, and we're going to play some of it just now in a moment. My very special guest in studio, Dwayne Alexander from Lambda. Thank you for bringing Megan to the show and for bringing her out to South Africa to come and talk to young people. Welcome. You're there, Dwayne. I'm so good. So good to have you. Dwayne, very quickly, I want to just embark on this. Lambda, of course, encourages young people, both part-time and full-time, to enter the music industry, musical theatre industry, should I say, and this particular industry of wonderful music and dance and choreography and even directing to some extent. Tell us the course that you're running, because I really want people to get there if they want to do this business.
Lambda, which stands for the Leighton Alexander Musical Theatre Academy, is the new kid on the block when it comes to performing arts colleges. It is based in the beautiful Theatre on the Bay in Camps Bay. We have the most beautiful facilities on the top floor of Theatre on the Bay, like sea views, and you can't believe it, actually. I mean, you've been here, Ellen.
That's the best, yeah.
It's beautiful. But, we offer a three-year course in performing arts, specializing in musical theater, and obviously to specialize in musical theater, you have to be a good actor, a good singer, and a good dancer. So we offer all three of those things to a very high standard. And in addition to that, some other sort of ancillary courses that help you create a career for yourself. So we cover stuff like theater technology, show business, how to sort of handle yourself as your own entity in the performing arts entertainment world. And yeah, it's a full-on, like I said, three-year course. The students here work their tushies off, but it's super worthwhile. And the other benefit of studying at Lambda is our connection with Peter Tureen and all the people that we've had the beautiful advantage of working with in all our musical theatre productions that Peter Tureen has brought to the country. So, that sort of roundabout is the way that we got hold of Megan. Mm. Megan is touring at the moment with some of our colleagues and cast members who are also on the international tour Phantom. And they said, you know, Megan's going to be in Cape Town for a little bit. You have to grab her and do a workshop and masterclass with your students. And so we did. And our students had the most amazing time with her yesterday. She's done, she's just such a firecracker of energy and information. And such an awesome masterclass. Yeah.
Admin at Lamta, lamta.co.za. That's how you can enroll or at least find out the information. Give me your website, Dwayne.
Mm, sure. So our website is www.lamta.co.za. And all our information is on there. We have some auditions coming up in September, both in Joburg, Durban, and in Cape Town.
Please. This is how you get into the school and to see if you've got the talent. This is like the Idol thing. You must do this.
Okay. Well, like I said, we're the new kids on the block, so a lot of people don't even know we exist, but it is, you know, certainly one of the best places to study musical theatre, given that, you know, all our lecturers are all people who are active in the industry. We have amazing professors who've taught in various places like UCT and Rhodes and at AFTA. And
Magic.
So we have a smorgasbord of amazing of teachers and lecturers, and then all these amazing guest teachers and guest lecturers and outside influencers who come in and share with our students what they know about the industry.
Dwayne, we're going to chat to you shortly again in September let's talk about it again. Thank you for joining us. That's Dwayne Alexander from Lamta. In studio now we go to Larry Hodes. Larry, it was delicious to go to your Voodoo Lounge. It was phenomenal going off to another great restaurant in Johannesburg called Arbor Cafe. And of course, we're going to talk about this Mexican Californian restaurant that he's cool. got going, which is really, really cool. Welcome to the show, Larry. How are you doing?
How's it, Alan? Yeah, great to be here, man.
So tell us about Arbor Cafe and tell us about all three of the restaurants and what you guys do.
But first of all, you're not going to ask me to sing after these guys.
No, not yet.
Yeah, so what was your question again?
Tell us about the menus and some of the food that you get at Arbor Cafe and, of course, at the others.
Yeah, so Arbor Cafe was inspired as a French creperie. You know, there was a lady, Robin, who came out, she worked but in France and that. And she realized, you know, there was nobody who was doing proper French-style creperie with galettes. And galettes are obviously the savory form of a crepe. You know, and it's and Arbor's one of these incredible places. It's one of those little hidden gems. You know, people walk to the front of the restaurant and they think, okay, cool, you know, this looks nice, you know, but it's okay. Mm. And then you walk through past the kitchen and everything, and you get into that courtyard, and that's where all the magic happens. Really, it's such a special place in the middle of Joburg.
And I love the fact that it's in a quarter. It literally is very French.
Actually. Oh, absolutely.
I love the chairs. The crepe, I had the salmon galette, which is just superb. The crepes are fantastic. And, of course, it's nice to be able to go for lunch. And also, it's not going to kill you. You know, you can go and spend a good 120 bucks on something really magnificent for lunch.
Absolutely.
You're not going to feel that weight in your pocket. Not like but it just was great. It was nice to see we had some of the top South African well-known personalities like Mzizi was there from 5FM.
And Mops Moponyani.
Bo Moseneke came in a bit later. Another Moseneke. But the whole thing is that it just shows you that people love this feeling, this energy. What is your signature dish?
So our signature dishes are all around the galettes. You know, and the one that you had with the salmon and cream cheese is absolutely amazing. You know, for the vegetarians, we got the grilled mushrooms, and they make absolutely brilliant with the cream and everything. Yeah, so our galettes and our crepes, and you know, there's afterwards you go and finish off with a Nutella crepe, Nutella and banana crepe. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't get better than that. Yeah. It's going to French style completely.
No, definitely.
Larry, where can people book?
So you can go online, info at Arbor Cafe, that's arbourcafe.co.za, or 011-788-4111. And it's a great place for corporates and functions, and it's a perfect venue, you know, because we've got that.
I love that, by the way.
So that place where you sat, Alan, is just off the courtyard, and it's a semi-private place for functions and corporates, like from 21st to 50th to weddings.
And you've got cocktail specials and
big time, everything.
So it's really, really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Larry Hodes, thank you for coming into studio. As you can see, the show's been jammed from Peter Dirk Ace, okay, to Tamron Green, I Miss South Africa, to Reborn in Studio. We'll chat to them just to get to start the song. Dalen Oliver, top comedian, the lady who's played Christine around the world in The Phantom of the Opera, and of course we have Larry Hodes. So thank you for being with us. What a great...
And your pleasure.
We're gonna have some pics now, and we're going to do some really fun stuff. The Long Road Boys, where can people download the music? Where are we downloading the music, Andre?
Well, we've got Long Road on iTunes and all the digital platforms available worldwide. And then, of course, as I said, the album is very exclusive. It's not available yet anywhere. The link is going to be available later today, but Long Road is available. Go and download it.
Download it. It's like a listen to Long Road. Oh, and it's pouring
rain. This is CliffCentral.com.